The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
6 a.m. bright and early.
Yeah.
Monday morning.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. Busy, busy, busy day today. Busy.
How busy come? Day.
Why? What's up?
Busy day.
Okay.
I don't know. Are we still doing the $20,000 sound?
Yes.
Oh, super. Super. All right, so we've got that. That's one. All right?
Did you read about the $20,000 sound?
I did not. What was I supposed to read?
Oh, you didn't open your emails?
I've opened them.
Have you read them?
There's something cool involving...
Jeff Show.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to read them?
No, you tell me.
I want you to
pretend I'm listening to this, and I don't have access to the emails.
But you do. They're right in front of you.
Yeah, but it's more neato.
There's a big one, and it, like Leanne wrote, read.
Okay. It says read on it?
Yeah.
I thought it said red.
Oh, yes.
Therefore, I didn't need to.
You know? Got her. Got him.
Let me see. Hang on. I made its way into the deleted items already.
What?
No, I don't have it. Where?
You're saying we have a big day and you didn't even read or you read it already?
Where is it? Oh, there. Read
there
exclamation mark.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. See, she knows us. She knows that it ends up in the deleted items.
Hey, Edmonton hockey fans. Rogers wants you to win big this 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. They're giving us a pair of tickets to round one, Edmonton versus L.A., here at Rogers Place.
Woo!
If you are selected to play Pepper and Dylan's $20,000
sound
Monday at 4 p.m., you instantly win tickets to see Edmonton versus L.A. that night, tonight, at 8 p.m.
Yes.
So be listening for the code word Monday at 4 p.m.
Yes.
Also, if you don't win this time, Rogers Beyond the Seat is giving two lucky Rogers customers and hockey fans a chance to win a VIP trip to a 2024
that's
Stanley
huge.
Cup game.
Yeah, that's a big...
A VIP trip to a 2024 Stanley Cup
right.
final game.
Do I read this other part here?
Which part?
No, that's not in bold.
No.
Okay, can't read that. Okay, there we go. So at 4 o'clock today, we're giving away Oilers tickets?
Yeah, Jeff gets two.
Okay, so there's another damn thing.
Jeff could give away $20,000 and tickets.
What a guy. Yeah, wait a sec. Wait. Hold on. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
So at 4 p.m. today, the person that plays the $20,000 stand, we do it at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. The person that wins, that gets through to play the $20,000 sound, instantly gets tickets to tonight's game.
Yep.
And then they get to take a guess on a sound?
And they could end up winning both.
That sound? And if they're like, oh, yeah, I've known it for ages. I've just been holding out for the Oilers tickets.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get $20,000.
Yeah.
And the tickets to tonight?
And good luck comes in three. They'll probably win the 50-50.
Those mother bleepers,
right?
At the game tonight and our 50-50.
Oh, my God.
Which starts tomorrow, by the way.
Wow.
We also have Kevin Hart tickets. We might as well give Kevin Hart tickets to whoever wins that at 4 o'clock, too. You know what, then? Screw Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff gets Oilers tickets. This morning, if you get through to play, what's the thing?
The $20,000
sound at 8 a.m., you get Kevin Hart tickets.
Nice. Eh? That's good.
What do you say to that, cowboy?
What if we get in at 9 o'clock?
You get Kevin Hart tickets.
Yes!
Eight and nine. Damn right.
Let me double check.
Jeff isn't going to walk in here and give away Oilers tickets and $20,000.
Nuh-uh, not on your watch.
You know what? And I just thought of something.
What do you got, cowboy?
If you win the $20,000 sound at 8 a.m.
If you win it?
Yes.
Or you just
or
qualify.
9 a.m. No, if you win.
If you win the $20,000 sound,
not only do you get the Kevin Hart tickets, you also get $20,000.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course. And Jeff can't give away tickets to the game tonight. It's a win.
Okay.
Very excited about that.
Have confirmed, yes, two pairs of Kevin Hart tickets.
Okay, 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Bingo, bango, who's your papa?
You are.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dad.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
There we go. That's a start.
Okay. Also, DJ Mike Tomas, 8 a.m. this morning. Happy 22 Day.
Everything will be all right if you keep me next to you.
You don't know
about me.
Yes, I do.
But I bet you want to. Everything will be all right.
When you win.
We just keep dancing like we're 22.
22.
22.
Oh, and there's a hockey game tonight.
Yeah. Playoffs.
We unveil Robbie's playoff stress wall. A little bit of a problem with Robbie's playoff stress wall. We'll get into that. Is 53 kilometers wind gusts really, really strong or not that
bad?
Yeah,
it's pretty strong.
Okay, so we got a windy day today as well.
If it was that windy on a mountain, I wouldn't climb it.
Okay. 17 degrees, however, the high. It was miserable yesterday when that wind blew in. And I spent a good portion of the weekend prank calling a 12-year-old.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's right. I am prank calling preteens.
Oh, God.
Why? There's a story to it, Dylan.
I hope.
Let's get your morning started.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Now, I did hear Taylor Swift a lot more this weekend.
Yeah.
But I did like hearing this song a lot this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, darn it. Robbie's back in the room. Robbie, can you leave the room for a quick second?
Sure.
Just for like a minute.
Like for a 1 minute?
Just for,
well, 60 seconds?
Yeah, 60 seconds.
Okay.
All right. That's you're about to find out. There's a video. The Kiss Edmonton Instagram.
It got shared so many times.
Kiss Edmonton Facebook. The president of radio for Rogers in Toronto even said, good work, Robbie.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Really good.
Pretty good. Okay. So Robbie's out of the room?
Yes.
So the Robbie Stress punch wall?
Yeah.
Built it over the weekend?
Yes.
Right? Painted it. Did it all nice?
Yeah, you sent a picture. It looks amazing.
Yeah. So we brought it here last night at 11 o'clock because it wouldn't fit in my garage, and I didn't want, ne'er-do-wells messing with it.
Uh-huh.
It can't fit in the studio.
What?
It's just stuck out there in the park. Did you see it? It's just
leaning against the wall. I was wondering. I thought it was maybe it was an outdoor project or something.
Well, the ironic part is, like, we didn't want you to leave it out on my driveway last night. And my fiance goes, well, why don't we just drive it to work right now? I said, hon, it's 10:30.
Right.
And she said, ah, so what? It'll be fun. It'll be an adventure.
True.
So we took an adventure here, and then we tried to get it in, and it's like, oh, God, this thing won't fit. So it's out in the parking lot.
Yeah, Robbie's looking in.
Yeah, okay, come on in, yeah. So I don't know what to do with it. I think I've got an idea.
Uh-oh.
Robbie, when's the last time you saw your friend Terrence?
It's been a couple months,
Oh,
maybe.
You'd love to see him today, wouldn't you?
Yeah, why?
Dylan, problem solved.
There.
Terrence is Robbie's friend who does, like, reno work and contract work. He's a contractor.
Yes.
He's been renoing my kitchen for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
He's almost done. anyway, he was involved.
He knows how to upsell.
Yeah. So I've called in the emergency drill.
The drill.
Yeah, literally. Don't worry about it, Robbie. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I think Terrence might be coming by to say hi.
He's coming for a tour.
He's always running for a tour. Exactly, Robbie.
It's about time.
Good bro. Oof, Dylan. Problem solved.
All right.
All right.
Good.
17 degrees and a windy morning this morning. That wind yesterday stunk, didn't it?
It sure did.
And it is truly hockey weather. 19 degrees tomorrow with sunshine. 18 degrees on Wednesday. All right.
Well, we'll take that.
And then a little cooler on Thursday and Friday, 12 and 11 degrees. All right.
Yeah.
As mentioned just a handful of minutes ago, in case you're just waking up now or you hit snooze like I did, I was here till midnight, Dylan.
That's crazy.
Last night. Don't worry about it, Robbie. No reason. Just couldn't wait to get to work today.
Very excited.
We will have Kevin Hart tickets at 8 a.m. and at 9 a.m. with the $20,000 sound. Jeff Holland, who works at in the afternoon today. With the 4 p.m. edition of the $20,000 sound.
The gift of everything.
He's got tickets to the
game. He probably thinks that about us.
He's got tickets to Edmonton, L.A. tonight. So, but we'll try and win that $20,000 sound before. So he's just stuck holding the tickets and nothing to do with them.
That would be funny.
And DJ Mike Tomas coming in at 8 a.m. this morning.
I forgot totally about that. That's going to make for a really neat day.
It's going to be a great day. So we've got a lot of energy. I have a lot of energy here today.
Which is shocking considering you were here so late.
I was here till midnight last night.
Here?
Oh, yeah. Question coming in on text, though.
Yeah.
What about the tattoo?
Oh, tattoo developments. Tattoo development.
Robbie, what does the contract say?
He's got some time.
Yeah.
He does have some time.
I couldn't get the tattoo, the neck tattoo for the no snow guarantee. I couldn't get it this weekend because it was a tattoo convention. It was like the tattoo and body mutilation show or something like that. And I couldn't get it because that all the great tattoo minds converged. I don't know, at probably at Northlands, right?
Don't they give away free tattoos while they're down there?
Yeah, but so the guy that's going to do it, he's going to have today to relax, I think, after a stressful weekend of, you know, chatting tattoos.
Gotcha.
And then later on this week.
Okay.
There's also another reason that we had to change the schedule. And
why?
It's why I'm looking forward now to getting a neck tattoo.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh. What happened now?
It's a busy day. I'm so excited. I had to take an extra dose this morning, Dylan.
Already?
I was up till midnight last night. Till midnight, yeah. So
here we go.
Yep. So, Robbie, get ready to see your buddy Terrence, who hasn't been here in a long time.
Sure.
Yep. All right, what are we doing?
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, $20,000 sound again. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a little buzzing today.
A little?
Just a touch.
Okay.
And the citywide 50-50 starts tomorrow. We'll tell you where Robbie is going to be tomorrow, along with, is it Jeff tomorrow, too?
I think it's Katie.
It's Katie tomorrow, thank God. So they'll be out selling 50-50 tickets for the first day tomorrow. We'll give you those locations coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Dylan gets to start his morning with an I told you so.
Yes.
Dylan likes nothing more than an I told you so.
Yes.
This time the I told you so is not going to be directed at me, Dylan. It's going to be directed at Robbie and something he just revealed moments ago.
Oh, yes.
Robbie?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is this about what I ate?
Yeah.
This weekend I ate an entire lasagna to myself.
And?
I gotta say, I don't, I gotta apologize to lasagna.
I've been telling
there
you!
There we go, Dylan!
I've been telling you!
So I was dog-sitting and cat-sitting out in Thorhild.
Okay.
And they made me dinner. They just left me a big lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
And the ratio of cheese to meat to noodle was perfect.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't a lot of noodle in it. It was mostly cheese and meat, which was awesome.
Yeah, lasagna is amazing. We've been telling you this for years, and you always said, I don't like a lasagna.
The noodles are just there to give you more cheese and meat.
Right.
Basically.
You layer them on top.
So you don't feel like you're eating too much cheese and meat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? But then you just layer it again and again and again.
They didn't offend me. It was awesome.
For years has said he hates lasagna. He says he hates lasagna simply because... I don't know.
Because you grew up hating it or something?
Well, it's just not my first choice. I wouldn't say it's the healthiest option out there.
Right.
But, man,
I think everybody knows
lasagna. Neither is a burger or anything, but we eat them.
A plate of celery is better for you than a plate of lasagna.
Right.
Yes, I would agree with that,
yes,
Robbie.
Yes.
But it's not more delicious than a plate of lasagna.
I know. I just try to avoid pasta, right? So... I caved and I just ate the whole thing. It was.
That's my favorite. I try and avoid pasta, but I ate an entire pan of lasagna.
It's incredible. It's different than eating like a couple slices for a guy like you. You ate an entire lasagna.
He's making up for lost lasagna.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
All right, Dylan, give him the I told you so.
I told you so, buddy.
There you go, Robbie.
Yep, it was good.
Nice. At least he admits it.
Okay, we've got some information for you and how to make things very important here.
It's Pepper and Dylan's Citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
I'm also going to apologize in advance. I might be a little annoying this morning.
No different than any other day.
I was here at the studio until midnight last night. And so when I woke up this morning, I was like, oof, that went by quick. That was a quick sleep.
Yeah, that
I didn't get home till like 12:30. And
why?
So I took, you'll see, Robbie. So I took an extra bump this morning, you know, my prescription. But I really realized I was also huffing spray paint all day yesterday, and that might be part of it.
Could be either or.
I've never huffed spray paint before. Can it do this kind of thing to a person?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long story, Robbie. Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of concerned.
Citywide 50-50 gets underway tomorrow. Here's how that works, if you didn't know. We sell 50-50 tickets all month long. And then at the end of the month, at the end of May, we'll give away the jackpot, whatever that could be. We've raised well over $100,000 every time we've done this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well over. It goes to Kidsport this year. So half of the money goes to Kidsport. Half of the money goes into the jackpot. We've got early bird draws for, what is it, $1,000 at Mr. Lube?
Yeah.
And an e-bike. So we've got a bunch of that. It starts tomorrow. Robbie, where are you going to be?
I'll be at A&W, Ellerslie Parsons Road, so south side.
Yep.
And then Katie's going to be at the Mark Messier A&W, which is like the one on St. Albert Trail, which is actually Mark Messier Trail, just before St. Albert.
So that's where we'll be from 6 to 10.
Yeah, you get a Vamoose e-bike valued at $4,300 as well.
This is why this is important that we talk about this now, because it's short notice. We're doing it tomorrow. We're also doing it Wednesday and Thursday. But we're also trying to get ginger ale dropped off. So when you come to buy a 50-50 ticket or 10 tomorrow, please bring a case of Canada Dry ginger ale, diet or regular, because this weekend is the weekend for your girlfriend's grandmother's 90th birthday.
Yeah, this Saturday, Grandma Rosie, she turns 90 years old.
Now, it's a long discussed story on this show that 60 years ago, Grandma Rosie and her husband, who has passed, won a contest with the Edmonton, now it's the Edmonton Elks. They won a new car, a trip to the Grey Cup, and a year's supply of ginger ale.
Yes.
They got the car, they got the trip. They didn't get the ginger ale.
Right.
So you have taken it upon yourself 60 years later to give Grandma Rosie the ultimate 90th birthday and give her that year's supply of ginger ale.
Well, we were at the Dairy Queen.
Yep.
We were just sitting there, and she just told me the story because she was drinking ginger ale and I was drinking ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
We both said how much we love ginger ale.
And you're like, ginger ale buddies, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
She told me the story about how they had ended up winning all of this. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. The fact that you never got it is absolute BS.
Disappointing, very much.
And so I came in here and I thought, we got to be able to do something. And something we have done.
Yeah. So we've got a whole back room full of ginger ale right here.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to set up for Dylan's vision.
Well, because Robbie came up with this giant 90 wall of ginger ale. So it will say 90 in the ginger ale. You know those displays that you see in stores?
Yeah, like we'll use the regular and then the diet will spell out 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, originally
90 or N-I-N-E-T?
No. Originally we're going to go Rosie, way too big. Then we're going to go Rose, still too big.
Right. Very
big. Settled on 90.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And we need more ginger ale to make this look good?
Yeah.
Okay, so we asked for cases of either regular or diet ginger ale. We need a bit of both, right? To spell it properly or to make the display properly?
Robbie's got the whole thing worked out perfectly. And the vision is that she'll walk outside, and there will be this fridge that Farley's just delivered right now. Pat's in here right now.
Yes, that's what we were getting to there,
Thank
Pat.
Thank you so much, Pat, for that. They out of the goodness of their heart, decided that they would do this. Pat just phoned us up randomly, and he just said, hey, we want to make a fridge for Grandma Rosie. And I thought, I don't know what the hell that means, but okay, let's we'll end up taking them up on the offer. So I went, got a fridge, delivered a fridge there, and they just delivered it back, and it is incredible.
Yeah, so Pat, grab Robbie's microphone there for a quick second. So, Pat, what did you do to this fridge here? This looks awesome. This is going to be perfect for Grandma Rosie.
Well, we took the original newspaper clippings and the articles, digitized them, had to retype the writing on the article because you can read it. And then we put it onto a wrap and put it onto a fridge.
So you've wrapped this fridge.
Yeah, with the article from 1965.
Right.
Wow.
The original article. It has Grandma Rosie, or not Grandma Rosie, it has Bob on it.
Grandpa Bob, yeah.
Grandpa Bob, like, in the car or winning the car. And then the whole thing goes on to say. Now, the article just mentions the prizes that they were to receive. It doesn't mention the ginger ale. But, I mean, I imagine she sees this. It will just blow her mind. I don't think she's seen this clipping.
Right.
Since 1965.
Like the folks at the, I'm assuming, the Edmonton, now Elks, promotions department were like, just say she's getting a year's supply of ginger ale. She'll be so overwhelmed with the car and the trip, she won't even remember that. But that's the thing she's missing most is the ginger ale.
Yes.
See, the trip, it ends.
Right.
The car, it dies. The ginger ale, that lasts forever.
So they had four kids.
Not forever, Robbie. It There's expires. An expiry. Okay, well, what do I know? Okay.
All four kids will be there.
Yeah.
And they'll finally get the dream of the ginger ale.
Unlimited ginger ale.
And then, thanks to Farley's, Grandma Rosie gets to take that fridge and put it, because this is the only fridge that will fit in her little apartment.
Right.
Aww.
But she gets to have that memory until the end of her life.
That was very nice of you. Thank you very much. Farley's also responsible for building the bologna cooler when the bologna made its way from Winnipeg all the way to your dad's
doorstep. They do incredible things.
Thank you very much,
I didn't know
Pat.
They could do a fridge. I thought they were into cars. Yeah, but looks, hey, look at that.
Looks really good.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
If you're finding yourself waking up this morning saying, I think something big happens today. I just can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
It's the Oilers game tonight. I can understand completely why you might have forgotten about that.
Yeah.
It's late. Since they still haven't played. Everybody else has played. They're just waiting for the Oilers to play.
Oh, it's exciting, though.
Yeah.
It's not going to be over till like 11.
I guess. Well, 8 o'clock it starts, right? 9, 10, 11. Yeah. All right. And you can win your tickets at 4 o'clock today simply by getting through to guess the $20,000 sound. You'll instantly win tickets to the game. Yes, Dylan.
What happens in the playoffs? Do they still do overtime and shootout or just
it's
overtime?
Never ending overtime.
No shootout, no.
Oh, so it could go forever tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You could be up until midnight like I was at work yesterday. Robbie, you'll find out in about 20 minutes-ish.
Weird.
When your friend Terrence, who you haven't seen in several months,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He'll be here. Terrence, he hasn't seen you in a long time.
I've never met this Terrence. I'm excited.
Oh, it's a thrill. He was. I was hanging out with him on the weekend, and he's coming by just for no other reason other than to say hello.
That's it. He wants a tour. He's always talked about getting a tour at the station.
He has. He's part of the reason why I was here till midnight last night.
Don't
worry about it. We'll explain it all coming up.
Okay.
Okay? But now we've got the sidewalk sale. It's so busy, Dylan.
It is. Lots going on.
Sidewalk sale. Sidewalk sale. Sidewalk sale. Sidewalk sale.
As we were saying, though, at the game tonight, if you haven't had your dose of Robbie's playoff song, his new playoff song, we'll have it for you in a minute here. But we've got to, this is Karen. Is that right, Robbie?
Karen, yep.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Karen wants a table at the sidewalk sale.
Okay, yes, Karen, what are you trying to sell?
I have 20 years of sport equipment from my grandkids and my kids. I have household goods. I have purses, shoes. I make beaded jewelry. I have some of that.
What's going on? Are you planning on dying, Karen? You're getting rid of everything. What's happening?
Well, they're all adults now. I don't need this stuff anymore.
Right. Right.
How is 20-year-old sports equipment? Does that still hold up? Is that still certified?
Oh, yeah.
Some of it can
the
be.
The skates are great.
Okay.
I got golf clubs, kids' golf clubs, skates, baseball gloves, nothing that wears out.
20-year-old golf clubs? It's just a stick with a rock tied to the end of it.
I don't think it's that.
Okay.
Well, they're pretty good. They were cut down for kids.
That's awesome. That's a pretty good table, isn't it?
That could be okay. Yep.
Yeah, that's got a lot of things. Why not?
I would really like to.
Last night when I was driving home from work, because I was here till midnight, Robbie.
I didn't ask you to.
I was at the studio till midnight.
What did you make? What did you do?
I was driving home and
a jingle?
Drove past Midway Music Hall, which is where we're having the sidewalk sale. It's huge.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of tables.
That's a big parking lot.
It's going to be awesome.
Are we going to have enough to fill the sidewalk sale?
With the amount of interest so far, I think
we will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tons of people wanting to get in.
Imagine if you know where that is, completely full of tables. That's how, and one giant sidewalk sale. There'll be at least 100 tables, more
than
that?
There could be close, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Squirrely amazing. Squirrel food truck confirmed.
Oh, we got a food truck.
We have food on site.
Squirrels.
Squirrely Squirrel. That's just the name. They don't eat squirrel.
Yeah, a little misleading, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So is Karen in, Robbie? Right.
Karen, let's get you in.
Karen's got a table.
Perfect.
At the sidewalk sale.
Nice.
All right. Okay. Love you. Hang
That's
on
great.
There. Okay, Karen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get you in.
You guys want to know why I spent the weekend prank calling a 12-year-old?
Kind of, yeah. That sounds weird.
In my defense.
I don't know if there is one.
I don't know if she was 12.
Do you know who she is?
She could have been 13.
Oh, boy.
Also could have been 11.
Okay.
Oh, maybe even 10. I have no idea.
What the heck
that's
are you
it.
Doing?
This is adults fighting back to prank phone calls. I started prank phone calling the prank phone callers.
Okay.
I see. Carpe la diem, Dylan.
I don't know what. Seize the day.
There you go. Seize the day. Today is the day, too.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Tonight's the night.
Kempton texts in. Finally time to get hyped for the Oilers.
Yeah.
We're doubling down on that as another message says, hey, look at the date today. Yeah, it's our lucky day today. A 22-day edition of the Kiss Mix with DJ Mike Tomas starts in 1 hour and 10 minutes. So after we play the $20,000 sound, shortly after 8 o'clock, to which you also will instantly, if you get through to guess the $20,000 sound, you'll instantly get Kevin Hart tickets.
Awesome.
You'll do that at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
The show is going to be
so
amazing today.
So, Jeff Holland this afternoon, We also have DJ Mike Tomas.
Yeah.
And we also have something to give away during the $20,000 sound for whoever plays.
Take that.
Playoff tickets for tonight. Instantly.
Yeah. First game.
Giving them 4 hours to get a babysitter. Way to go, Jeff. Your buddy Terrence is on his way here, Robbie.
Hey, okay.
He's part of the reason why I was at the studio till midnight last night.
He's part of the reason?
Yeah.
What the heck's going on?
It's not his fault, but he's part of the, you know, he's part of the reason why I didn't have to be here till midnight. Yeah, it's a long story. I'll explain.
So confused.
Coming up. So on a Friday evening, I had a comedy show, a comedy fundraiser, okay?
Yeah.
At Casino Yellowhead at the Pearl Showroom. So I was unloading.
Oh, did you gamble?
I did not, no. But I was unloading a bunch of stuff, right? Because I have all this supplies for the fundraiser, right? And my phone rings, and I'm holding like this big box, and I got my backpack, and I got my hands are full. I'm unloading the truck. And I was like, oh, got to answer the phone. Better answer the phone. Can't let it go to voicemail. I looked at the screen, and it didn't say likely spam. So I liked my chances of answering the phone and actually having somebody on the other end.
Right.
So I picked up the phone and I waited for a second. And then I heard this. Hello, I would like to know more about your company. Which sounds a little weird to get that call, right?
Sure.
But then I remembered that my funny fundraising has a website and my phone number is on there.
Oh, good.
Just in case anybody wants more information to get a fundraiser going, right?
Yeah.
So I said, yes, okay, let me put it. So I had to set everything down, Dylan. You ever had to set everything down once you're holding everything?
Probably. Yeah.
What a pain in the butt that is.
Okay.
Right? You've got it all figured out. You've got like a pinky holding something that's way too heavy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how your pinky can hold all of this.
Right.
And then you got to put it all down. Ah, geez, I got to put it all down. And then so I said, yeah, how can I help you? What are you interested in? And they were like, your butt. And then hung up.
Got them. Love it.
I like it a lot.
So I was like, no. It's been a while since I've been prank called. You know, caller ID and all that sort of stuff has kind of done away with the prank phone call.
A little bit.
Now, this wasn't a blocked call.
No, it's someone that was interested in your business.
There was a phone call. Mm-hmm. There was a phone number and a name.
Okay.
So I didn't think much more of it. Picked up all my stuff, walking through the casino to get to the showroom. Phone rings again.
Yeah.
It's the same number. I have to set all my stuff down again.
Oh, no.
I answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just started saying, hello. And I was like, hello? Hello. I was like, hello? Hello. And they hang up again. Later that night.
Right.
Another phone call.
Yeah.
And they hang up. You've got a very, like, little voice. So I can tell I'm dealing with kids.
Yes, okay.
But I can tell I'm dealing with kids that need a little who's your uncle. You know?
Sure.
The next morning, 8:30 a.m.
Oh, no.
I get another call.
Wow.
That's it. Now you've brought out the mean uncle.
Oh, no.
I phone him back.
Okay.
They pick up the phone.
And you say?
You remember those scenes in The Simpsons when Bart would call Mo
with
a prank phone call?
Yeah.
And Mo would be somewhat irrational in his rage and anger.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
So what did you... Oh, no.
I can't even tell you the things I said.
To a 12-year-old?
I don't know if they were 12. They could have been 10, 11. I don't know, Dylan.
Okay.
But you know what? You're old enough to make a prank phone call. You're old enough to get a prank phone call.
What did you say?
The rest of the weekend, I was phoning.
Oh, my God.
The rest... It got to the point where it had to go to voicemail. They were just sending it right to voicemail. Because I was calling them so much, Dylan.
Are you?
I think they blocked me.
Are you?
Yes!
Oh, no.
Really? Yeah, you mess with fire, you're going to get more fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way to teach them.
That's right. Oh, some of the things I said you shouldn't say to a kid.
You would think that like a funny...
I could go to jail, Dylan.
Funny Don't. Fundraiser would yeah. be like is like kind of telling jokes on the other side.
No. Okay. Rip them a new one.
You wow. threaten them?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, threatened isn't even the... Listen, I can't even repeat what I said over the phone. But this is awesome, Dylan.
What? How?
We should have, when we were prank phone calling back when we were kids.
Yeah.
Is your refrigerator running?
Better go get it.
Right. When we were doing that stuff, right, we had it easy. Without caller ID, call display, *69. We had it simple.
We did.
Now, Dylan?
Yeah.
The prankees are becoming the prankers.
So you said things so horrible you can't repeat them?
So horrible, yes.
Oh, my God.
Because I was on the phone as I was coming down the stairs, and my fiance was like, who are you talking to?
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, and I told her the story.
Oh, just some kids?
And yeah, just some kids. I was just threatening some kids. Don't worry about it.
What if they recorded you?
Fine by me. Here you go. You know what, everybody? Go ahead, try and cancel me.
Uh-oh.
I own it.
Uh-oh.
Yep, I threatened some kids.
Oh, my God.
Damn right,
this
I did.
Is
they're
not
gonna,
good.
They're going to play with the phone? They're going to get me playing with the phone.
Oh, no.
But I have a much stronger vocabulary. I've got years of experience of anger and rage.
What if their parents picked up?
Then I would tell them what their kids have been up to.
Okay. Right,
they'd
right.
be in for a swift punishment that way.
Oh, boy.
It was a win-win, Dylan.
Sounds that way.
Yeah. But
you also have just antagonized them.
No, because they haven't called me back.
They haven't?
No.
Because he said
I'm gonna call
such
them
horrible
later.
Things.
I'm calling them later today.
He it's probably said words that they don't even understand.
I called them at 1 a.m. on Saturday night.
Oh, my
Pepper,
God.
Yeah. You can't be calling kids.
I stayed up intentionally to prank all of them at 1 a.m.
Setting alarms just to prank them.
Yeah, they've messed with the wrong guy.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, are you, like, known boy. As Old Man Pepper?
I don't know, but I guess I could be.
And they'll just pick on
we
you?
We have a song for it. Here it is.
Old Man Pepper, he's at it again. Telling us what it was like way back when. Way back when.
See, here's a text message that says you should broadcast the number.
No.
No. No, I thought about that. I thought about posting it on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
But I thought, nah, maybe I could get into trouble for doing that.
Okay.
I don't know. But
that was the tipping
yeah, that
point.
Was the tipping point. Yeah, exactly. But no, now... I'm just get ready for another call, kids.
Why don't you just leave it be? Because you're the adult.
No, no,
that.
I'm never letting this go.
Okay, yeah.
They're gonna get calls. They're gonna be in university, and their phone's gonna still ring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to because it's a pain to change your number, right? Two-factor authentication. Like your whole life is attached to your number now. You
yeah.
can't change that now.
It's hard, yeah.
Right, Dylan. I'm gonna make them change their number.
I don't.
I'm gonna put them through that.
I strongly suggest not, but I know you're already.
It's just
stuck
the tip of the iceberg.
Oh boy!
You mess with the bull, Dylan, you get the bull testicles.
That's not,
what?
Is that the saying? Something like
I
that.
I don't remember it.
They're getting bull from me.
No, no, no. If you get gorged,
you. Ah, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one and the same.
No, it's not.
One half dozen of the other.
Just don't threaten them.
Robbie, your friend Terrence, your high school buddy Terrence, is in the parking lot. He's never been here before. He's here, and he's part of the reason I was here till midnight last night.
I'm very interested to see what
I have no idea what you guys are doing.
We should be able to put it in. It might have to do with the three things you need to know, actually, Dylan.
Okay.
So we'll have that reason why coming up, okay?
All right.
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 91.7.
Gotta let them know.
Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Text message says, Pepper, you could have just blocked the phone number.
Yeah, you could have.
Of that little kid that was prank phone calling me on Friday. Where's the fun in that? You prank me, I prank you back twice as bad.
Uh-oh. Oh boy. They have blocked you since?
I believe so.
No, yeah.
They're not picking up anymore.
They're not done. They're
the
coming
radio,
back.
Radio station has a whole separate number. It's not blocked.
Yeah, I can call from here.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
getting a new
here.
Phone today.
Oh, boy.
So I can keep prank calling this kid.
Seems like a bad idea.
No.
Yep. Yeah. I'm doing it.
Earth Day 2024 is today.
Oh, happy Earth Day.
The theme for Earth Day is planet versus plastics.
Okay.
Started back in 1970, Earth Day.
Plastics
this
is winning,
is.
By the way.
Yeah, a little bit. Focuses, 2024 is focusing on the elimination of plastic usage for the sake of human and planetary health.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to decrease plastic production by 60% by 2040. So shopping sustainably, participating in cleanups, and practicing climate literacy is what they say can help out here on Earth Day to get rid of plastics.
Okay.
Everywhere except the straws, I'm fine.
Okay.
When we get that, I love those little wooden spoons you get. Like if you go to Costco and get a poutine like we did yesterday.
I don't love the wooden spoons.
Oh, I don't mind that.
You know
at
what
all?
The wooden spoons remind me of?
Chalkboard?
No. Why?
Like
no.
when I bite them or they just give me that weird feeling.
They remind me of, you remember when you were a kid and there'd be a special event at school? Sport Day is where it happened a lot. And you'd get that tiny little ice cream cup.
With the spoon.
And you'd have to eat it with that
yeah,
stick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. and it tastes a little oaky, you know?
Yes.
They're in your mouth out once again, like a popsicle stick. Once it gets wet and it breaks into slivers. Like,
I hate that texture.
The popsicle sticks are dangerous,
man. I can promise you they're not using oak. Too expensive of a wood.
Oh, pine? Maple?
Yeah, probably more of a pine situation. Could be.
Is it?
I'll talk to my dad.
Okay.
He really knows his wood. Right. All I'm saying is I don't like the plastic straws in the drink.
Yeah.
That's the one. Out of all of them, I'm willing to give up everywhere else plastic exists.
Well, you have to drink quickly.
That's the
how
problem.
They get you, yeah. You see? It's big beverage and paper straws. They're in cahoots.
Maybe.
Trying to go through more straws.
Because it starts expanding so quickly.
Why can't you just use your mouth and not
true.
Use a straw?
That is true.
All these people get like...
It's just spilling. I hate spilling.
Well, like a fast food cup, you can't use your mouth. You can't put that to your mouth.
No.
Right? Because the structural integrity is in jeopardy there.
This is a fast food. That's a
coffee cup. A coffee cup's different.
So it's got adjust
different
the lids
structure,
on the,
different engineering.
They need better lids.
Like a paper cup that you get through like a Wendy's or a McDonald's or something like that. You lift it to your mouth, there's a little bend in it, you see? Mm-hmm. You can't have that. That's a risk, Robbie.
I understand what you're saying.
Glass, like if I'm out to eat at a restaurant, oh yeah, glass to the lips, real good. But I will argue, there is nothing better than a fountain pop with a straw and ice.
Yeah.
But a plastic straw.
Plastic straw. It's got to be old school. Yep.
Okay.
Or you can bring your own, don't.
Yeah.
You know, carry that little straw case that they sell.
Yeah.
Right?
The metal straw.
You'd be like a little mini pool player.
No, kind of, yeah. I'm not carrying a case around. Listen, plastics versus the planet. We want the planet to win.
Okay.
That's Earth Day 2024
Happy Earth Day,
as we celebrate
everybody.
Here today. Meta has now saying that the new AI tool that's available on all their platforms.
What is this thing? I don't understand it. What?
It just appears.
It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. It's on WhatsApp. And you can't turn it off.
No.
So
supposed to do?
Well, it's to get things done, learn, create, connect with the things that matter to you is what the actual tagline from the company is. AI's taken over. My girlfriend has a new best friend named Sage, and it's just her ChatGPT. I'll walk in and
ChatGPT?
Yeah, ChatGPT. I'll walk in and she's like talking to Sage and thanking Sage. She has Siri. She's best friends with AI everywhere. And I'm just saying it's taken over. She treats it like a human.
That's
and
creepy.
She keeps saying that she's treating it like a human because when they come, she'll be friendly and they'll get us instead.
They'll always remember.
So you're the same way you treat...
Absolutely. I say thank you to Siri every time she does something.
I do. I say thank you to my smart speaker.
Thank you.
Oh, you have to. It's and just polite. I say thank you to automatic doors at the store.
Yeah.
You say thank you to somebody that holds a door open for you, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You say thank you to automatic doors.
I guess.
Just polite. I say it to self-checkout, too, the little computer.
Yeah.
And I'll say thank you.
And then I apologize if I get frustrated with it and I cuss it out. I'm really sorry about that.
Great.
Yeah. So AI is going to be on everything, and this is just Meta's version of it.
When I go to Instagram, like this weekend, I went to add somebody.
Yeah, but to search their name.
I would usually hit the little magnifying glass.
And it says, it's the AI thing.
But now it's like...
It's weird.
It says, what do you want to know? And I just type the person's name in, and they give me some random fact about Napoleon or something.
It's still not golden at this point. It's not perfect. But my guess is, and it will really be awesome, because in like an Instagram search, you would just say, like, show me the best restaurants in Edmonton. And it will curate all the restaurants and posts about it. Like, AI will do that for you.
What about Google?
Yeah, isn't that Google?
Yeah.
That's what, I already have that on my phone. It's Google.
AI, man. It's taking over. It's way better.
Also,
well, Google is AI.
Yeah, but also, Siri is built into your phone. So why, when you can already just say, hey,
I've got
Siri,
five
ask
people
them,
in my phone, it feels like now. Why do I need so many people in my phone?
I don't know. Siri's the worst one so far.
Yeah, I don't really like her.
Siri's doing the
I'm
least.
Sorry.
I only need one person on my phone, and it's that little 11-year-old.
Oh, stop it with that. Oh, my God. Oilers, please.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Hope checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports! Okay, playoffs start today. Los Angeles Kings.
No, they started actually on Saturday.
No, not for the Oilers.
Playoffs have already collected dust.
Oh, my goodness.
Boring.
Yeah. Kings are in town this evening. 8 o'clock is game number one, which is pretty awesome. We're excited. The town is ready to explode at any minute. Game two happens Wednesday at 8 o'clock. First two games happen here in Edmonton. So we get a home ice advantage, two games in a row, and just a lot of fun to be had.
Yes.
And then, of course,
the next two are in L.A.
And then we find out. And, I mean, everyone looks like they're going to be back in the lineup.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Now's the time they want to go back.
There wasn't any, like, big injury reports. They were just kind of resting in maintenance days.
Kane said he had an injury. He was the only one, but he said he's been suffering from the injury the whole year.
Well, he got his wrist slashed last year, remember?
Hand fell right off, Bill.
Yeah, that was wild.
Hockey players are tough, though. There's a little bit of glue.
Probably stuff lingering from that. But, yeah, everybody's banged up at the end of the year. You just need to grind through and rest when you can.
So there are four games in total this evening. Edmonton is the last one to start.
Yes.
The first two games starting at 5 today and 5:30 today, those are game twos.
I know.
They've already played a game.
Yeah, they're ready.
It's too bad.
Evander Kane revealed that he had a sports hernia, opposed to got off the couch and lifted something hernia.
Are you kidding?
I didn't know a sports hernia was a thing.
Is sports hernia just a hernia you get playing sports?
That's my guess.
That doesn't go away in 2 days.
No, but he said he's been playing with it the entire year.
We'll have tickets to the game tonight at 4 p.m. today. Whoever gets through to play the $20,000 sound will instantly win at 4 p.m. today. Okay, are you ready, Robbie?
Oh, my God. Look at
the
size of this thing.
The reason your friend Terrence is here.
Oh, my
Here it God. Is. The Robbie
Wow.
Stress punch wall is in studio.
Wow. It looks great. I have one problem with it.
What's the problem?
Isn't that a little high to punch, Robbie?
Well, I don't know.
That's when you're mad. That's an uppercut jump punch.
Let me look.
So, Robbie. Terrence, grab Robbie's microphone here.
Okay. Oh, no. That's going to work out perfect.
Yeah, so Terrence is Robbie's friend since high school. And Terrence,
that's a wicked looking wall. Nice
builds
job, Pepper.
Houses,
and Terrence.
Does renos, does all that. He's been doing my kitchen reno for about 3 years. And he came over. I told him, because they've been friends for so long, I said, here's what my idea for Robbie. He's like, oh, let me help you build it. So he came over, and the vision I had, Dylan, was nothing like this.
This is awesome.
So you can see, are we putting it up in a bit here, Megan? Okay, so there'll be a video and some pictures of Robbie's playoff stress punch wall. The story behind the wall is, was it 2 years ago, Robbie? 3 years ago?
It was within the last few years, yeah.
Robbie was here late one night when the Oilers lost a playoff game that eliminated them from the playoffs.
Yes.
And Robbie got so mad, he punched a hole in the wall. He's one of those guys. Oh! And there was trouble, who punched the wall, we covered it up, this whole big thing.
Wow, it smells like paint in here.
Yeah, it's spray paint, Dylan. I am buzzing from that stuff. So we decided this year we'll make a wall that he can actually punch. So what we've got here is I don't know what you call it. Robbie, you describe it here, what we've got here.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It looks like the most, like, structurally sound piece of building
Terrence.
I've ever seen.
You see, had I built this thing, it wouldn't be too structurally sound.
It's got this frame, and then up top, there are seven spots.
Mm-hmm. On the wall.
That look like little squares. Kind of like, I don't know, what would that Price is Right game be?
Yeah, it's like Punch Out on Price is Right, where they punch their hand through the thing. Except that's not paper.
That's drywall.
But the best part about this, I can see, is it's easily removed for round number two.
Exactly.
Nice job.
I was going to put like a 12-foot wall in here and have like every possible game.
No,
but this is just round one. Round one comes down. Round two goes up
very
in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So you punch the holes of the game that they lose, if they lose any. Right?
So what happens on game one they don't
put an Oilers sticker on it, and it's a win. Or Robbie can do a happy punch. It's entirely up to him.
No, I think I'll only punch if they lose.
Okay. Yeah,
this is awesome.
Yeah. Now, a little bigger than I thought. So the reason I was here till midnight last night is because we were taking it in my dad's old truck, show truck.
Sure.
Right? And it's really big, you see?
Huge.
And it was super windy, you see?
Yeah.
So my fiance wanted to come with me last night because she didn't want me driving to work. Yeah, I drive a little fast to work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, that's going to blow out and there's going to be a whole thing. So we strapped it down, we drove it here, and we were going to bring it in. It was too big to get in the door.
Is that why Terrence is here?
So Terrence had to come down today to take it all apart, what he built yesterday, and then bring it through the door and then build it in the hallway.
Thanks, Darren.
So this will never come out of the studio now. It's here forever.
But it stinks so bad, Pepper.
Like spray paint.
Yeah.
I know, buddy.
It'll finish curing and it'll stop smelling.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. It'll fade. It'll take a while.
Yeah, you'll be good for tomorrow.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, Robbie,
wow, you guys.
So it starts tonight.
That's a nice gift.
That's so nice of you to do.
Now, we hope that he never has to punch the thing.
Right. That's the hope.
Now, realistically, there's going to be a few punches over the next few months, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Not many.
Yeah.
I don't think any team has ever won the Stanley Cup without losing.
Right.
So.
And we don't expect that.
Right.
But if they do, you can punch a hole in the wall.
I'm touched.
Yeah.
You should be. This is really kind of Pepper. I am touched on your behalf. The fact that he knows that you like punching things.
Yeah.
I don't like punching
18
things.
18 years of working with Robbie. I know he likes punching.
It's not that I'm violent.
Some days you do say when you're sitting in that chair randomly, you'll just say, God, I want to punch something.
Yep. And now you
something,
can, Robbie.
Yeah.
Yep. Now it's
walls
here for you.
Are especially good to punch.
Now be careful because there are some beams behind that.
I see that.
That you might break your hand if you hit the wrong.
Yeah, Terrence punch said as long as I aim for the circle.
Yeah, you should be okay.
Who drew the little Robbie?
Who do you think?
Coral.
Coral did, yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Yeah. That's a bonus square.
For a frustrated day, you've got one free.
That's a bonus square.
Free square.
It's also there to
punch yourself.
It's also there to hide a painting mistake. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So there it is, the
That's
Robbie punching
unreal.
You can see it on Kiss Edmonton Instagram
That's
and
nice.
The Kiss Edmonton Facebook. But the game
you guys is so nice.
You can win your tickets at 4 o'clock with Jeff today during the $20,000 sound. Okay.
That's
now
cool.
We are ready to go. You bet.
Oh, with that smell, we're all going to be high soon.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
It's up there, yeah.
Oh, boy.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
For those that remember that miracle Stanley Cup playoff run, that's when my daughter was conceived, by the way.
Yeah.
Back in 2006, right? 2006? 2000, yeah.
I think it was.
My daughter was born in 2007. Yeah, 2006. That was the song. That was kind of the theme song there. We've got a new theme song. It's Robbie's playoff song. We'll have You're About to Find Out coming up. You'll hear it tonight in the Moss Pit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Johnny Infamous said he'll play it on and off.
Are home games Moss Pit games as well, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So you hear that tonight. And you can get your tickets to the Oilers game this afternoon. We've got Kevin Hart tickets when you play the $20,000 sound instantly. Mm-hmm. So you may not even guess the sound. But if you do, you get $20,000 in Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's pretty
awesome.
Coming
up shortly after 8 o'clock.
Yep.
We'll do that at 9 o'clock as well. But tickets to Edmonton, LA tonight at 4 o'clock with Jeff Holland if you get through to play the $20,000 sound. So theoretically, and I don't know who thought this all the way through, you could not just win $20,000,
yeah,
but also tickets to the game tonight.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, huge.
Little greedy. I got to tell you, a little greedy. If you win both, you got to part with one of them. Right?
Well, or you're just the luckiest person alive.
4 o'clock, you'll get the code word, you text it in, and you'll get tickets to the game and a shot at $20,000 with the sound that continues. All right?
Love
This is Kalinda. Kalindi? Kalindi?
Yep, hi.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
Dylan,
yes.
Let's play a fun game, okay?
Love it.
Want to play a fun game here?
Love
okay,
games.
Here we go. Let's play Guess Where She's Calling From. Dylan.
I'm going to say Wetaskiwin.
Incorrect. Robbie.
Something about tuna sandwiches.
farther.
Where she's calling from, not what she's calling for.
I'm going to guess none of it.
That was...
What? I actually caught
it.
You got it?
That wasn't...
You're kidding me.
Here, I thought we'd be here for a while there, Dylan.
Yeah.
Why?
I honestly thought deep down it might have been East Coast. I didn't want to ruin your fun. So I'm like, I'll just pick something in the Arctic.
Yeah, she's calling from... Where are you calling from exactly?
Coral Harbor, none of it.
What? Nice job, Robbie.
Weird. Weird.
Well, what a stupid game.
No. I just... That was all luck.
I thought... Guess where she's calling from? It'd be sweeping the nation,
yeah,
Dylan.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it would be the new $20,000 sound.
I thought she got it on the second guess. I thought we were going to talk about tuna sandwiches.
Really nice.
What are you doing up there? Do you live up there? Or are you just visiting?
No, I'm just up here for work right now.
Okay.
What kind of work takes you up there?
It's sort of a group home situation, and we have family visits going on.
Oh, okay. And what time is it there right now? It's
8:30? It is... yes, 8:30, yep.
Okay, and the sun came up at 3:30 local time,
totally.
Is that right?
Your time would be 3:30, yeah.
3:30, so how many hours of sunshine are you getting all the way out there?
Well, the sun sort of goes down at 9.
Sort of.
And then it sort of gets dark.
Right. So you've got that almost full day situation, 24-hour sun situation coming?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it does get a little darker around our sort of midnight, but not really.
Right. So, like,
super dark.
Come June, like the summer solstice, it's light a lot.
Oh yes, all day.
Have you experienced that before? You've been up there before and experienced the all day?
Nope, this is my first trip up here.
Dylan, all day light better than all day darkness, but not by much.
Nah.
All day light would drive you crazy at some point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I love the dark of the night.
You need a little dusk in your life, yeah. You know?
Yeah,
just
yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit.
Right.
So and how long does that last, that it's day all day? For like months or just a couple weeks?
I'm not even sure exactly how long it lasts.
It wouldn't be months.
Dylan, you right?
Well, it could be, I guess, until the next solstice.
You could go insane, could you not?
I
if
would
it's
imagine.
Daytime all the time?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're, because Dylan, you can't sleep without blackout blinds, right? Like, you have blinds that even the cracks between the blinds and the windows.
I do not like
you
that.
You have those taped closed. Like, you walk into Dylan's room, it's like solitary confinement.
Yeah.
You can't see anything or know where you are, right?
Right, right.
And, like, it's pitch darkness. You can't see an inch in front of your face in Dylan's room.
You better not come up here then.
Imagine living. When the sun is up 24 hours around
yeah,
the clock?
How do people sleep?
Yeah, how?
The blackout blinds.
I mean, there must be a booming business of their blackout blinds, right?
Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
If
yeah.
you can get them up here, yeah.
But then you also have to deal with the equally as, but more depressing, night all day.
That would be harder,
that
I think.
That would be more difficult.
Yeah. No, night all day is just mm-hmm. party, man.
You like
no.
dark all day?
Yeah.
It'd be depressing.
Giver. It wouldn't get to you?
So depressing.
That would be awful.
I would imagine after a couple, yeah, hard to say.
So what time does the Oilers game start for you tonight?
It's going to be an hour later than you guys.
Oh, so it's just 9 o'clock.
It's not so bad because it's north,
yeah.
right?
Right,
it's
right,
not,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
not so east.
Okay, that's okay. All right, well,
yeah.
When do you come home?
Not until next weekend.
Okay, so you're up there for one more week. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
beautiful up there? Or is it worth the trip up there? A lot of people say when you go up to the Arctic area, it's pretty darn nice.
Oh, the scenery and the whole area of Coral Harbor is just beautiful.
Beautiful.
Like, it's a beautiful area.
Beautiful.
But
Coral
if you don't
Harbor,
like snow, then don't come.
There's still snow there?
Oh, there's a ton of snow here.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Of course.
How bad would I be there, Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
How many tattoos would I have if we lived there?
You would not like it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Enjoy your day. It must be beautiful. See you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
It is very cool.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for listening all the way from Coral Harbor.
It looks
Coral
like
Harbor?
It's right above the Hudson Bay.
Yeah.
Right? So when you see the Hudson Bay on Canada map, it's just on the top of the bay.
I see Hudson Bay at the mall only.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
If you're wondering where Megan is, we've had a few messages. Boy, people like that Megan, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do.
She is not in studio because the fumes from the spray paint from the Robbie's playoff stress punching wall that we built over the weekend.
Oh, it's headache
the
inducing.
The fumes from the spray paint have forced her to leave. She's feeling a little nauseous. So she's
so
in
funny.
A different room right now. But she will be posting a picture of the wall on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram, the punch wall.
It's unreal.
We all hope Robbie will not have to punch.
Ever.
But Robbie does get mad.
Yes.
Mad to where he goes, oh, I just want to punch something.
Just nothing alive.
No, that's why the wall's here. It's perfect for you.
Yeah.
Just some drywall.
So let's hope that maybe you hit one. Yeah.
Never.
Series.
None.
Yeah.
16-0, baby.
So there are 8 squares on it, numbered 1 through 7, plus the bonus square.
You gotta be honest, Pepper.
Yeah.
Would you not be disappointed?
If he didn't punch any of
if
it?
If they went 16-0, would that not kind of disappoint you?
He'll probably throw a happy punch or two, I'm thinking, over the next little while.
Okay.
Yeah, this is so great.
I can't believe it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's Robbie.
So he might punch something. He might not. Hopefully he doesn't have to, especially tonight, because Robbie will be perhaps at the Citywide 50-50 tomorrow
right.
if there's no punching required.
Right, right.
So that starts tomorrow. Robbie selling 50-50 tickets. It's back until the end of May, the Citywide 50-50 at the A&W at Ellerslie and Parsons Road. Is that right, Robbie?
You got it.
And Katie will be at Mark Messier Trail. We'll tell you why you need to bring ginger ale if you're buying Citywide 50-50 tickets coming up. But we've got a quick this one here.
Should I be mad? Should I be mad?
I don't know.
Should I be mad? Should I be mad?
This is a segment every once in a while where if we're angry but we're not sure if we should be or we're acting irrationally. We'll call this one Should She Be Mad, though, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You just help me out here, because I don't know if she should be mad on this one.
Who's she?
She thinks she should be. This is my fiance.
Okay.
So it was her birthday back on the 5th of April.
Yep.
And for her birthday, I had a special dinner ordered all the way from New York City. Because when we went to New York to see Taylor Swift, I took her to Katz's Deli, yep. which is a famous deli that you can see in a lot of movies, including the famous scene in When Harry Met Sally. I took her there and she said it's the best pastrami sandwich and pickles she's ever had. And they deliver. So I surprised her on her birthday with a delivery straight from New York City, from this deli.
Yes.
And then she had to go away for a week. She went to Montreal because she's a teacher and they did like a French exchange kind of travel program. While she was gone,
she shouldn't be mad.
While she was gone, I gave some of the pickles to my parents and to you guys.
Yes.
And had a couple myself.
Yep.
Now, the pickles would have kept. She loved the pickles.
So what are the mustard that I had last night?
She came home. There were no pickles. She's mad that I gave away her birthday pickles.
Oh, my God.
Should she be mad that I gave away her birthday pickles? Be open-minded about this.
They would have kept.
I think she has a case.
They would have kept.
They were her pickles. It was her birthday.
And you gave them to us as flippantly as giving us...
Well, I thought you guys like pickles.
No, it's true.
I
love pickles.
I was thinking of you.
Yeah.
I wasn't just thinking about her. I think about everybody.
I think you answered your own question.
Oh, no. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
So
no.
For the next year, every time anything comes up about pickles,
yeah.
birthday, New York, it's like a bunch of code words.
Yeah.
She gets to bother me and tell me how annoyed she is that I gave away her birthday pickles.
Yeah.
In her defense, she did have one.
No.
Why did you bring them for? I know you like.
I know how much you guys like pickles.
Yeah, but that was her.
I don't know. I thought, well, I got to get rid of all this stuff. So I brought all of it?
No.
When really, I should have left the pickles.
Yeah, all you would have had to get rid of is the meat because the meat would be the only thing that went bad in a week.
I also knew you guys would say, where are the pickles?
Right.
If I brought all the stuff but the pickles.
Yeah.
I was in a real pickle.
Yeah, it was a pickle. Right? Everyone is team fiance.
She should
be mad. Not cool, Pepper.
I didn't even think of that at the time.
But what a great guy to think about everybody.
Except her.
Oh, damn. You're right, Robbie.
Oh, no.
You gave her birthday stuff away? Whoa.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I did.
That's bad. I don't know. Should I be mad? There's no other side here. I'm sorry.
But you were going to say she shouldn't be mad at first. I felt you were going in that direction.
I was,
and then everything
because I
stopped.
Thought it was going to be that you ended up eating the leftovers like of the bread.
Oh,
and,
yeah. No, I did, too. Yeah,
yeah, of course.
But it wasn't going to make it.
Exactly. But the pickles, the mustard, the Russian dressing, all that would have made it.
I should have left the stuff that kept for longer than a week.
Probably should have.
So did I lose this one?
Very much so.
So I get to hear about it for the next year. You know what she's getting for next year for her birthday?
Pickles.
Yeah, just a barrel of pickles.
This one says, you moron.
I'm a moron.
This
You're
one
right.
says, Pepper just needs to admit he's wrong and he screwed up.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, she should be mad.
Yeah.
Definitely allowed to be mad.
Yeah.
Pickles are sacred, man.
They are.
Yeah, and these are like really nice, like special kosher deli.
They were unreal pickles.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are like one of my favorite pickles you can get.
So nothing, huh?
No.
I got to live with this for the next little while?
Yeah, this is...
I'm sorry.
Coral just texted the group, though.
Okay.
He told me he gave them to his dying parents.
Well, I did. I brought them to my parents. And they
How come Robbie got them then?
Well, because they didn't finish them all, so I brought them here the next
day. Okay. And you use dying parents?
Well, they're gonna.
We're all dying.
Right? Everybody's dying at some point. I brought him to dying Robbie after I brought him to my dying parents.
I get, okay.
Doesn't school start? What's she doing hearing this?
Oh, wow. Coral.
Well, Coral,
she also
you're right.
said, I also asked, will these keep until I get back? And then you gave them away.
Oh,
wow.
No. Well, I answered her honestly. They would. I got to make up for this, don't I?
Yeah.
Ooh,
you might.
Love you, honey. Sorry.
Oh. You knew, yeah. She's texting other things, too. She's not happy with you.
Oh, man.
Oh, Annie booked a show on my birthday.
Oh, you don't have to talk about that. There's a difference. She was going to Montreal. I do.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Kill La Bamba 16 times.
That's the genius of Robbie. The cool thing about the video, which is on Kiss Edmonton Instagram and Facebook and kiss917.com, is that there are lyrics. Because every time I listen to it, I catch a different lyric. This time around, it was maybe Hyman will score.
Hyman will score, but whoever we play will soon be saying four.
And then the golf. Yeah. I mean... I didn't notice that until now. That was really good, Robbie.
Well, I appreciate that.
Really, really
good. Honestly, I'm kind of blown away with the response from this one. Everyone's being so nice.
So we've got a Bachelor Cam update. They had two dates this weekend.
Yeah.
I was there for one of them.
Ooh.
Bachelor Cam and Catherine, whom we set
Creep?
Up.
Well, what were you doing?
There's a reason for it. And it
stalking
was,
them?
And it could have ended the entire relationship.
Uh-oh.
And it might have been my fault.
Uh-oh.
But luckily it didn't. At least I don't think it did.
Why do you always get involved where you shouldn't?
Also, I'm still shocked about these Taylor Swift album sales numbers. Because
crazy.
I asked Dylan, and again, you don't need to buy the album anymore. She sold more albums in one day than...
Taylor Swift sells 1.4 million copies of The Tortured Poets Department
yeah.
on the first day of release in the yeah. U.S. after one day. And only 23 albums in history have sold 1 million copies in a single week.
And then just
Taylor did it in one day.
And here's the context that shocks me. Like, we're talking about albums like, remember the Backstreet Boys, everybody?
Yeah.
Remember NSYNC?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You needed to buy the album to hear it.
Here you go. Top five.
Yeah.
Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. You remember that?
Yeah.
May 3rd, 2000.
So when people were buying CDs.
Right. 1.3 million copies in the first week after its release.
Right.
Number four, No Strings Attached.
NSYNC, yeah.
2000 as well.
Okay.
They ended up selling 2.4 million.
These are albums
million.
You needed to buy or else you just wouldn't hear the songs
you
unless you heard them on the
record
radio.
Record them on
right?
a cassette.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
1999,
yeah.
Backstreet Boys,
Backstreet Boys yeah.
Millennium,
yeah.
1.1 million
okay.
in its first week.
Yeah.
Double Live Garth Brooks.
Oh, Garth.
1 million copies in its first week of release.
Right.
And the Bodyguard original soundtrack album by Whitney Houston
right.
sold 1 million units in its first week
so
as well.
The top albums in their first week of sales are all when you needed to buy one to listen to it. There was no other way of opening your phone and going, play this song, please.
Yeah.
And now, in 2024, when you don't need to have anything, you just need this thing here.
This phone.
Device
yeah.
that's attached to our phone. She broke a record?
Yeah.
Did they not know you don't need it?
I mean, it's hard to say at
okay.
this point. Midnight was 1.5
yeah, that's
million.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
1989
okay.
was 1.6 million.
Wild.
This is a single day, remember,
yeah,
1.4.
I know. And there, okay.
There's something about a tangible copy that is nice
yeah,
to have.
No, I understand, like, for collecting.
Yeah.
But this is from when people weren't collecting them. They just needed to buy it to hear it. You don't
yeah.
need that anymore. And she still broke her head.
Yeah, Taylor's
stop.
Cam looks like he is available.
Okay, so we'll talk to Bachelor Cam in a few minutes' time, get updated on he and Catherine. They look like they are very, very... Dylan, you might have done it again.
Ooh.
They had two dates this weekend. We'll get caught up with Bachelor Cam coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
See, we've got so many things. Like, we'd love to tell you that the Citywide 50-50 starts in earnest tomorrow.
Yeah.
At 6 a.m. Selling 50-50 tickets. There's an early bird from Mr. Lube, $1,000 gift card from them. There's an e-bike.
The Moose e-bike valued at $4,300.
And, of course, the jackpot at the end of May. We start selling tickets tomorrow. Robbie will be at the A&W at Parsons and whatchamacallit.
And Ellerslie, so Southside, yep.
And Katie will be at Mark Messier Trail at the A&W there from 6 to 10. We'd love to tell you that.
Of course.
We'd love to tell you that there's a game tonight and you can win tickets to the game tonight at 4 o'clock with Jeff. Simply by guessing the sound.
Even just if by
you
qualifying.
If you don't get the sound right, you just get on the air to guess it, you'll win tickets to the game. We'd love to tell you that. But more than anything, we need to apologize to Cheryl.
Why, oh. Cheryl, what happened?
I've been sitting in my car for 10 minutes waiting to find out about Cam and Cat.
She's pretty steamed.
Yeah, this is a Pepper
She's
problem.
She's pretty steamed.
Every time he says
there
something.
In her car, you know, and it's
that's it, guys.
It's our bad.
Oh, we're taking, all of us are taking
because we're a team.
Okay.
B, it's my bad.
Because
you know. And C, Cheryl, it's kind of your bad for not having anything better to do.
No,
to be honest with you,
no.
if anything, it might be
Cheryl.
On you, Cheryl. I mean, really.
Love that you're following along with this.
Now, hang on there. You're assuming I have nothing better to do, but yeah. I'm sitting outside H&W waiting to go in and get fruits and vegetables.
Oh, Robbie loves a good H&W.
What a
so
deal.
So cheap there, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got Cam standing by, so do you want to listen to it? Because they had two dates this weekend, is that right?
Yeah,
I
think so. Yeah.
On Friday, I was there for that date.
They sent me a Saturday morning date picture, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yay.
Saturday morning?
Oh, they look really happy.
Oh.
They are. Oh, yes. Yeah. Wait a sec. Saturday morning. Oh, we better get to Cam ASAP.
No. They were in the River Valley on a bike ride.
Oh, okay.
Geez, not like that. Well, maybe like that. I don't know. We'll talk
all
to Cam.
Right. Okay, he's standing by. So, Cheryl, turn up your radio. We're going to talk to him right now. Sorry to make you wait so long. That's our bad. But really, you should probably get a bit of a life.
Pepper.
He wants kids in a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
Okay, so I got a picture that said date 5, biking down in the River Valley. Now, so date 1, we would have sent him on. Date 2, we would have sent him on. Date 3 would have been the one Catherine, when she made him lasagna.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, lasagna. Yeah,
and now Robbie's all in. I don't know date 4, though. Mm. Cam, good morning.
Morning.
Date 4 is a little controversial.
Uh-oh, why?
Let me just say, first of all, Cam, because I finally got to meet Catherine for the first time on Friday.
Yes.
Because I was there for the date. These are the two most genetically gifted, unfairly gifted human beings I've ever met.
You came in this morning saying, she's so beautiful.
It's not fair. It's completely not fair. Like, share a little bit of genes with everybody else, you know? These two.
Oh.
And it's like they're from another planet. The planet is Beautificus.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Buto. So,
Buto?
Pluto, Buto?
No.
No.
No. No.
Beautificus. No.
Beautificus.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so Cam and Candace. Dylan set them up along. Cam was our bachelor, and he chose Candace after all these dates.
Candace?
And,
who's Candace?
What did I say, Candace?
I don't know.
Catherine. I keep calling her Candace.
Don't do that.
Can we just start to call her Candace?
No, her name's Kat.
All right, Catherine and Cam. And they seem really, really happy together. They were on Friday. I did a comedy show.
Now, you got to see him in a real date situation. I always was part of the date when I shouldn't have been and made it awkward. What did it look like when you just saw them from afar?
They look like they've been together for a lot longer than... That would have been the fifth date, Cam? Is that right? Date number 5, right?
Fourth date.
Yeah, that would have been the fourth date on Friday. Yeah. They look like they've been together for more than fourth date.
Right.
4 dates, for sure.
And they look stunning together.
They do. There's a bit of a height discrepancy, which I'm a little concerned about.
That's nothing wrong with that.
You know? Like, if they're near a helicopter.
Well, like, just Cam's
going to lose
goes
his
missing.
Head, and she'll be fine. I'm just concerned about it. But anyway, they were at this comedy show. I don't know, Cam, do you want to say what happened? Because I'm worried that Cam is mad at me. I didn't expect this to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I sat them right up front. I knew who the headliner was. I had a feeling. Go ahead, Cam.
Well, fourth date was Pepper was kind enough to flip me a text last week and invite me out to the comedy show.
Got to have people in the crowd, eh, Dylan?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, fill the seats. So we gladly accepted. We were very excited. I will say, if you haven't been to one of these comedy shows, I highly, highly recommend going.
Damn right
because
you do.
It is hilarious. I don't laugh very often, but I was belly laughing all night.
Yeah.
What was it? 4 comics.
Yep.
Came up. So
yep.
4 comics came up.
Yep.
And I was just so privileged that Pepper was kind enough to drop us right in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
And so the headliner obviously had about, I don't know, like a 10-minute piece, and I felt like I took the most of that piece up.
Yeah.
But it was absolutely hilarious.
He was out there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And a good 10 to 15 minutes was him making fun of Cam.
I'm sorry, Cam. I didn't know that was going to happen.
No, it was hilarious. Like, both Kat and I were just crying laughing. Like, we were laughing after going, whew, our stomachs hurt based
I
on
could,
laughing so
I could
much.
Hear it from the back room, and I was like, oh, God, please.
Oh, God.
That's their fourth date. It's only their fourth date.
I worked so hard to help him find love, and this guy's tearing it apart.
He's just embarrassing him in front of Catherine. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because he was very sweet to Catherine. Right. But, boy, he would not let up on Cam. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, it was fun. We had people in the obviously in the audience knew who we were from listening to this show, and they were coming up to us after going, huh, well, that was fun. Thanks for taking the
He took a lot of heat there.
The heat.
Yeah, well, and we're glad you had fun, and because I was a little worried that Catherine would be like, yeah, maybe he's right. This guy is a bit, you never know. But so that was Friday night, and then you went out again on Saturday.
Yeah, so I dropped Kat off, and then I was like, okay, the surprise date day. So I didn't tell her anything about Saturday, and I told her to show up to my place around 8:30 a.m. So she came over at 8:30. I cooked us a nice bacon and egg breakfast.
Nice.
And then, yeah, we obviously had to fuel ourselves before jumping on bikes. And she said she hadn't biked since she was like 14 years old or something. So threw her a little out of her comfort zone. But we biked from my place, which is in the West End, all the way down into the River Valley. So about, I don't know, 15 kilometers, 10, 15 kilometers, whatever it is. Yeah, and then dropped into the River Valley, walked across a little bit of the river. There's this nice little area I like to go to. It's kind of like an island, like with sand. So I brought a little blanket, a bottle of wine.
Hidden beach?
I don't want to say it's hidden. A lot of people would know about it, but obviously in mid-April when it's not that warm out, nobody was there. So it's a nice little private area. And yeah, had a blanket, bottle of wine, some snacks, and we sat there for I think 3-4 hours and just literally chatted, and it was just us, which was so nice because obviously it's been a pretty public relationship. So yeah, and then after that, like back, I dragged her out to a playoff hockey game of mine, made her sit through some questionable beer league hockey.
I thought you dragged her out to watch a playoff game. It was your game?
Wow. Oh, no, it was my game. I can't miss a playoff hockey game, though it's state.
All right.
Did she enjoy that, or was she like, oh, man?
I don't know. She seemed to be like, oh, well, it was fun. I would do it again. I was like, okay, well, sorry. Right. And then she came back to my place, and I cooked her a nice home-cooked dinner, and then we sat by my fire table for the next 5 hours and just once again chatted, and it was just us.
Wait, what time did she go home? Or did she go home?
She went home late. It was like 1.
Wow. From 8:30 till 1?
Yeah, that's a long day. So is it fair to say that you guys are interested in each other?
I think so.
I would like to think so, yeah.
Sounds amazing. This really does.
Yeah. Wow. No, it's been it's been amazing getting to know her. She's an incredible human being.
What is the? Oh, I love how you speak of her. That is so kind. What is the next date?
Yet to be determined.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we're kind of in limbo right now on the next date, but I'm sure we'll chat tonight and figure it out.
Does it feel like you're going on dates, or does it feel like you're dating yet?
Good question. I don't know. I feel like we're still going on dates, but it feels like it's, you know, after 5 dates, I feel pretty connected with this person.
That's amazing.
Which is great.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Good job so
far. Yeah. I love to hear it. It's so sweet.
All right. Thank you, Cam.
Hey, you're welcome.
Keep us updated. You. Okay. See you later, Cam.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Cam and Catherine.
That sounds
like
really good.
Really hitting it off.
Yeah, when you see them together, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
the way they look at each other?
Yeah.
Right?
I get mad when I see them together.
What? Why?
Because that is too much good looking. It's not fair.
It is really good looking.
I want a little bit of that.
Yes.
Just a bit.
Aw.
It's not asking too much.
It's cute.
I am worried if he goes near a helicopter, though.
Head what? Right off.
Head. Take it. What? Lop him
tall?
He's so tall.
Yeah.
Just, right there.
Hey, yeah. No helicopter rides anytime soon.
Well, that's pretty neato, I think. Hey,
yeah,
good for
that's
them.
Awesome.
All right. Hope it was worth it, Cheryl. Get into H&W and get your produce.
Good call.
Tomorrow morning, we start with citywide 50-50. Yeah, Dylan?
I think that maybe tomorrow we should talk to Kat. We've talked to Cam a lot.
Okay.
But I'd be interested if she's feeling it as much as he is.
Yeah, okay.
Or if not, even more.
We have had Cam a lot at this round table.
I like that.
End on that. Okay, goodbye, everybody.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.